Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon, the cool front came through here. It is getting less cloudy downtown, and I hope it's getting less cloudy where you are. Look, it's going to be a beautiful day today. Tomorrow is going to be spectacular. Sunday's going to warm up a little bit, but this is going to be a great weekend. And as you know, the city of New Orleans is moving into phase 3.2, so more stuff is opening up. I did a video earlier today from Bourbon Street, early in the day, that the city's going to be opening more stuff up. I'm going to also do a video later from the same spot, and we'll see what it looks like. But right now, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you've been working for. It is Free for All Friday on our show, which means we can pretty much talk about anything. The tradition of this show is we try to make it lighter on a Friday. But look, we're 18 days away now from Election Day, and the tension and the hate and everything is ramping up. So much hate to talk about, but we're not going to really get to too much of that today. It doesn't mean that some's not going to seep into the show, but I'm going to do the best I can. Let's just look at some of the hate as, if it starts to come up on the show, let's just look at it as a small fire starting. And I'm going to try and put it out right away, because I don't really want to go there. But there really is a lot of stuff going on. If President Trump wins, there are a couple of celebrities already threatening to leave the country. So we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. Also, we never got to this yesterday, so we'll talk about it today. Fast food. There's a new survey out showing the fastest of the fast food. And among the top 10, the slowest is the one that has the most accurate record of getting the order right. So would you rather wait a little longer and get the order right? Or would you rather buzz through and there's a chance the order might not be right? We'll talk about that. Also, you know, I don't really eat fast food because I try to eat as healthy as I can. I'm not perfect. Don't misunderstand this. But I try to eat as healthy as I can. Is there any healthy fast food that I'm missing? I mean, because so much of it about fast food is just, it's bad. It's bad for you. And when I see some of these commercials for fast food, and I see some of the food on there, I mean, I've gotten to the point where, okay, well, you know, it used to look kind of good to me, but now I realize how bad it is for me, so it doesn't even look good to me anymore. Is there any healthy fast food? And what is your favorite fast food? You can tell it's going to be a really serious Friday afternoon. We're going to get into that a little bit later this afternoon. Also, Jon Bon Jovi says he is never, ever going to Buffalo again. We'll tell you about that. And Tommy Lee and Ted Nugent are going at it. And Tommy Lee wonders, is this guy even alive? I thought he shot himself in the head 20 years ago. So we'll talk about that. Tommy Lee is a strong anti-Trump advocate. Ted Nugent is a strong pro-Trump supporter. So again, this bubbles over into the celebrity community. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke will be reading some of your text messages today, so make them good. You know, if you've got a, you know, we try to go for the better ones, not necessarily the ones that agree with me, but we try to go for the better ones. So give us a good one and we may get to it. Also, you can send me emails while I'm on the air live here to scoot@wwl.com. And in my home studio here in my apartment in downtown New Orleans, I've got the email screen right up here on my desk here in my studio. So I'm ready to go with all of that. Okay, so there were two town hall meetings yesterday, both of them at the same time, 7 p.m. Did you watch? Have you heard the highlights? All right, let's do some of the highlights from the two town hall meetings last night. Here is President Trump talking about Obamacare.
The problem with Obamacare, it's not good. We'd like to terminate it, and we want a much less expensive health care that's a much better health care, and that's where we're aiming. And if we can do that, and we have a very good chance of doing it, but we've also brought down the price of Obamacare.
All right, look, I'm going to interject here a few times. Where's the plan? There was the promise of a health care plan to replace Obama. That's one of the reasons why some of you voted for President Trump. Where's the plan? And I've said this recently. It seems to me that the Republicans having the enemy of Obamacare still being in place is a greater political advantage for them than to actually come up with a plan to replace Obamacare. Because I tell you, it's not going to be easy to come up with any plan. Health care in this country is blanked up. And we're all to blame for that. I mean, we're not as much to blame as, you know, say, Big Pharma and, you know, politicians. But, you know, everybody kind of contributes to this. Also, President Trump talked about Nancy Pelosi.
The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people. And we should have a stimulus, and I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus. The problem is she doesn't want to do it because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is she's wrong.
Well, she's right, but also where are the Republicans on this? The Republicans and the Democrats have not been able to get together, and some of you need money right now. And the Republicans and the Democrats are both to blame. Don't just blame the other side. They're both to blame for you not having the money you need. It's tied up in political BS. So is something going to change? I hope so. I hope it changes for you. But right now, no stimulus as of yet. So the president was asked to denounce white supremacy. He was also asked to denounce QAnon. And here was part of the town hall meeting last night.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy. Okay. And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats.
Who doesn't denounce them? But the other thing is, and we don't have access to this to play for you, but President Trump failed to denounce QAnon. President Trump attracts a lot of QAnon supporters. QAnon is this conspiracy theory group. It's a group led by this secretive anonymous person, Q. And Q allegedly is inside the administration, leaking out information about what's really going on. And one of the main tenets of QAnon is that it is a child pedophile sex ring run by Democrats, and it even goes, and it's satanic, and it even goes so far as to say that there are cases where children are eaten, children are consumed. QAnon is perhaps the most ridiculous conspiracy I've ever heard. And there are people who believe in it. And there are Trump supporters who believe in QAnon. I don't see how President Trump cannot denounce QAnon. And, you know, maybe this would be typical. He doesn't denounce it now, but then he will denounce it. He says he doesn't know anything about it. That's hard to believe because this has been a topic for a while now. And QAnon is just one of the most bizarre things. But the fact that some people actually believe in QAnon, this satanic child pedophile sex ring run by Democrats and Hollywood elites, there's no proof of this. Zero. And yet people believe it as if there's hardcore evidence. If you've got evidence of this, email me the evidence. Please, I will talk about it on the show. If this is true, I will talk about QAnon as being true. I will admit I was wrong about QAnon if there's information that it's true. Now, I want to offer you the opportunity to email me the information, scoot@wwl.com. Okay, on another channel, Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee and former vice president of the United States, had his town hall meeting. And here was what the president had to say about presidential responsibility.
It is a presidential responsibility to lead. And he didn't do that. He didn't talk about what needed to be done because he kept worrying, in my view, about the stock market.
Okay, look, here's the good news about that, though. You know, Joe Biden didn't fall asleep. He stayed awake for the whole thing. He also talked about Trump ignoring science.
By that time, the science was becoming clearer and clearer of how this was spreading so rapidly. But the president kept denying that. If you notice, from March on, I stopped doing big meetings. I started wearing masks.
And President Trump has criticized him for wearing masks. I don't know. I wear a mask. I don't think it's a big fact. You know, last night I went after the show, I went and had dinner with my dear sister Jane in Metairie. And by the way, in this subdivision in Metairie around Causeway and Veterans, I saw about 7 Biden-Harris signs. And in this particular stretch, not one Trump sign. Look, that's not any kind of an official survey. I'm just telling you what I saw. And somebody had the nerve to put up a Biden-Harris yard sign and put American flags out too. Imagine that. Democrats voting for Joe Biden, putting out the American flag. I think it's great. And I think more Democrats need to step forward and say, wait a minute, this is our flag too. I'm an independent. It's my flag too. Joe Biden also wanted to talk about some reforms that he would propose.
Set up a national study group made up of cops, social workers, as well as made up of the black community and the brown community to sit down in the White House and over the next year come up with significant reforms that need to take place within communities. You have to bring them together.
I don't know what to say about that because it's kind of a boring statement, but here's something interesting. Who do you think won in the ratings race last night? I thought President Trump would slaughter Joe Biden in the TV ratings. And by the way, TV ratings are factual. It's not based on an opinion survey. It's based on something that is kind of like hooked up to your TV. So the people who are taking the ratings are not depending on you to say what you watched. They know what you watched. President Trump was on 3 different stations: NBC, MSNBC, and another station. Joe Biden was on ABC. I am shocked. Joe Biden won. Barely, but he won. And I thought that was really fat, because I really expected President Trump to win. Chris Christie has been a Trump sycophant for a long time. And yet he has a regret for following President Trump. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, look, let's have a little fun talking about the people that are already saying that if President Trump wins, they are going to leave the country. Here we go again. John Legend just said the nicest thing. I mean, this is like so sweet. He talked about he and his wife, Christy Teigen, and they've gone through ups and downs, which, you know, every couple goes through ups and downs. But he basically promised that they would never break up. Now, I mean, maybe it's easy to say that at this point, but they've been through ups and downs. And he said they are never, ever going to break up. And I just thought that was kind of a nice story. We have the full story on our website, WWL.com. A lot of great stuff on our website today. You might want to check it out, WWL.com. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with your comments, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. John Legend saying we will never break up. That's nice. Also, there's a rapper who is going to start his own political party, and it's not Kanye West. We'll tell you about all of that when we come back on WWL. All right, Tommy Lee, drummer of Motley Crue, is saying that he's going to leave America if Trump wins re-election. We'll be talking more about that here in just a moment. There are people who are telling people in the media, because this is in interviews, that if Trump told them to wear a mask, they would wear a mask. And I just find this kind of interesting. Do you ask Trump, do you think Trump should give you advice on what color your drapes should be? On whether you should have highlights in your hair? And those aren't even life and death situations. I just find it fascinating that, like, people are letting President Trump determine whether or not they wear masks. Now, there are a lot of you who are really strong Trump supporters, and you're wearing masks, and you're social distancing. But there are some that are just following the lead of the president. Chris Christie was one of those. Chris Christie was boldly not wearing a mask, hanging out at the White House because Trump and nobody was wearing a mask. Chris Christie spent 7 days in intensive care. Here's what he's saying now.
I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security, and it was a mistake.
And so here's what Chris Christie is doing now.
You should have a mask on and you should try to remain socially distant from folks. I did it for 7 months, George, and I stayed healthy. I didn't do it for 4 days, and I wound up in the ICU.
Wear a mask. It's pretty simple. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Oak with a couple of your text messages. And again, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian?
Hey, pal. Trump didn't lose the ratings last night. NBC and Guthrie lost the ratings. No one can stomach NBC. People preferred watching George give Joe a massage. Also, the sky is green and grass is blue. Water is dry and the sun is cold.
Oh, my God. Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that. Well, what about... what about all the times that President Trump got such great ratings in his afternoon press conferences? Was that just Fox News? He did well on CNN and MSNBC as well. That is one of the most nonsensical emails we've had. So people wouldn't. So wait, your relationship with Trump is so fragile that if he appears on NBC, you're not going to watch? Nice try. I thought he would win in the ratings, but he didn't. Okay, let's do another one.
I watched Joe Biden. So informative. Real facts. Relaxed. Very eloquent. Civil. No hate. No stress. I want a return to civility and respect.
There are a lot of people who want that. There are people who are... Look, there's the pandemic. There's race relations. There's chaos every day in America. There's political chaos. And sometimes you reach a point where you get frustrated and you're just tired of it. It's a fatigue factor. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this election turns out. You got one more?
I thought you were talking about celebrities. Tommy Lee and Ted Nugent? Is the show today sponsored by 1988?
That's right, exactly. Sponsored by 1988. Or in Ted Nugent's case, I guess 1978. All right, are you concerned about the future of America? Are you concerned about the future of America if President Trump wins re-election after November 3rd? Would you consider leaving the country? As Election Day approaches and tensions build, the promise to leave America is once again part of the political conversation. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee has been an outspoken critic of President Trump. Tommy Lee has announced that if Trump wins re-election, he will move to a Mediterranean island. And even during the pandemic, Tommy Lee could fulfill that promise and not worry about any immigration things because he was born in the Mediterranean islands. Look, I love America, but, you know, look, if you have the means and the money to go live on a Mediterranean island, that's pretty tempting, regardless of who wins the election. Bruce Springsteen said that if President Trump is reelected, he will consider moving to Australia. The boss made the comment about leaving America in an interview with Australian media. Threatening to leave America is something that celebrities tend to do when they're extremely passionate about their dislike for a particular candidate. In 2016, which was the year of the last election, Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, Snoop Dogg, Whoopi Goldberg, Bryan Cranston were among those celebrities that said if Trump wins, they will leave America. Miley Cyrus said, I'm moving. This was in 2016. I'm moving if Donald Trump is the president, is my president. I don't say things I don't mean. Cher said, if he, Donald Trump, is elected president, I'm moving to Jupiter. Now, nobody had her clarify whether she meant the planet or the city on the eastern coast of Florida. It does appear that all of these celebrities were so adamant about leaving America if Donald Trump became president, it seems as if they're all still here and did not follow through on their threats to move. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh threatened to leave America in 2010 if Obamacare passed. Limbaugh told his audience, if this passes and it's 5 years from now and all the stuff gets implemented, I'm leaving the country. And Costa Rica was his choice of destination. Again, regardless of who's president of the country, I've been to Costa Rica, not recently, but I hear it's even better now. Would be a wonderful place to live. But I guess Limbaugh could claim that not every aspect of Obamacare was implemented, but, you know, there's no question about it. Obamacare passed, and it has become the law of the land. So it's 2020. Rush Limbaugh still lives in Tampa, Florida. The other celebrities that have threatened to leave America if Donald Trump becomes president are still here. And the threats by Tommy Lee and Bruce Springsteen to leave the country if Trump wins re-election, I think, can only be interpreted as rather shallow threats based on the precedent. It's not certain if celebrities have this high regard of themselves to the point where they believe that a threat to leave America if a particular candidate wins will inspire their fans to vote for the other candidate because they don't want their favorite stars to leave America. Or it could be a case of celebrities trying to express how extremely important they believe it is to vote for a particular candidate that they support. Whichever the case, celebrity threats to leave America over the outcome of an election never seem to lead to anybody actually leaving the country. Look, no doubt there are Americans who are afraid of Trump winning re-election, so afraid that maybe they would leave the country if they could. And then there are others who feel so threatened by a Biden presidency and what that's going to mean for America that they would want to leave the country out of disgust for the direction of America. For some, the option of leaving the country over a political outcome is really not something that you can do. But I think, you know, I mean, you could leave the country. That's one action to take. But if you don't like the outcome of an election, you could either leave the country or you could stay here and try to change the direction of the country with the next election. So please vote and don't threaten to leave America if the other candidate wins. Stay here and vote for change in the next election. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Early this morning, it wasn't that early, but before the show, I went over to City Hall and I did a video and I talked to a couple of voters in line. That is posted on the that video is posted on the WWL radio Facebook page. You can check that out. I don't know, it might be on the website as well. But, you know, people were in high spirits. And the line was long. The line was along Perdido into City Hall and then went around the corner to down LaSalle Street. And then I heard Smoothie King had a line there and big lines in Metairie as well. So one of the good things about the passion behind the election, I don't like that it's driven by hate, but one of the good things is it is really encouraging a lot of people to vote and to vote early. From Baton Rouge, Ronnie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Scoot. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I just wanted to chime in a little bit on I did watch Joe Biden over Donald Trump. I do live in a house where we're not all Republicans, and I'm not one who's like, wait a minute, we have to put Donald Trump on because I'm a Republican, you know? So we watched Joe Biden, which I was glad I did. I wanted to hear, mainly, I really wanted to hear what he had about stacking the courts. And, you know, I think if you want to revert back to somebody playing the political game, you know, he did a great job of doing that. I mean, he was, as everybody said, he was polite, he was respectable, and he made you feel that, but same token, he was still playing 47 years of a political game, and he did real well with stacking the courts, because when you come up with an answer real simple, like, we'll see what happens, if, meaning if they get, Amy Coney Barrett into the Supreme Court, then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Well, that's basically saying I'm going to tell you that more than likely, if she gets in there, we're going to be looking at stacking the courts. But right now,
yeah,
didn't
Biden kind of indicate that he would have a conclusive decision on whether or not he would try to pack the court, extend the number of people on the court before the election? I got the impression that he wanted to do that before the election. I mean, I think Amy Coney Barrett becoming the next Supreme Court justice, I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. I think it's going to happen.
Right, and then he's going to come out, and more than likely, he's going to say, well, we're going to look into stacking the courts, because, you know, it's politics is politics. You know, I mean, I never looked at Donald Trump as a politician, you know, and he's not doing a great job as a politician. And he's, you know, I mean, he's a talker, but he's not a politician. And he shoots himself in the foot. And I'll be being from New York and understanding New Yorkers a little better than maybe people down here in this region. I'd have to tell you straight up, you know, He's a common denominator, you know, in the New York area for business people. But, you know, I'm not, that doesn't excuse him, you know, from his actions. But the reality of it is we got a politician, a 47-year politician, who knows how to play politics, okay? And he's doing everything that, not that necessarily that he's told, but everything that he understands about how to win this election. So,
Ronnie,
you know,
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
I just want to chime in and let you know that there might have been a lot of people that were watching Joe Biden because they wanted to see really what he had to say, because we never really heard what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt you know what President Trump has to say, but there are people who I think just tune in because they're cheerleaders of one candidate or the other. So I was really surprised because I figured in the overnight TV ratings, I figured Trump would slaughter Joe Biden. So I was surprised that it was it was that close and that Biden did win. But anyway, Ronnie, I enjoyed our conversation. Please vote. If you want to join us with your comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. You can also send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. So the boss told the Australian media that if Trump wins re-election, he may move to Australia. So many people play this on the 4th of July as if this is some kind of a patriotic song. the song should not be judged by the title Born in the USA, because it's really an anti-USA song. It's about discontent with the government, if you listen to the lyrics. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, I'm Scoot. It's a Friday afternoon. Sun is breaking through the clouds. It is cooler. It's going to be a great night tonight, great day tomorrow and Sunday as well. So did you watch one of the town hall meetings last night with President Trump or with Joe Biden? Joe Biden on ABC, President Trump on NBC. I thought President Trump would win the night in the ratings, and he did not. And he was even on three different stations. So even combining all three of the stations that he was on, including NBC, Joe Biden did better. Now, there are people who are going to want to go, oh, you're bashing the president. No, look, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm pro the truth. And there's nothing wrong with recognizing reality. And it could have been that a lot of people who support Trump were watching Joe Biden. I'm not commenting on why he won. I'm just saying that I was surprised that he won. From Covington, Lisa, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Lisa. Lisa. All right, put Lisa on hold. We'll check back with her. Let's go to Jimmy in Gretna. Jimmy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. I do have a Trump comment, but I did want to bring up, since you're so musically inclined and you like to stay on the up of that stuff, there is a social distance concert tomorrow night, Scoot, in Biloxi.
Where?
At the Coliseum. It's you know the arena in Biloxi right there on the beach?
Yeah.
You have to purchase a table now, and you do have to wear a mask, but there are national acts, not tribute bands, not a cover bands. It's the singer from Godsmack, Sully Erna, '90s metal band, and also Aaron Lewis, who sang with Staind. He's kind of a country artist slash rock artist now. But those two are performing together tomorrow night in Biloxi. And
I'd be really interested to see how that turns out. I hope people behave and it turns out well, so that's kind of maybe the new norm.
Yeah, I mean, you have to purchase a table, and the tickets aren't cheap, but there is a concert tomorrow night. I think the capacity is 1,900 people, but there is a national act concert tomorrow night. But look, I wanted to say, since you're talking about pursuing truth, I'm the same way. I do lean conservative on a lot of things. As far as Trump's concerned, whether you can answer this or Ian can answer this or one of your listeners can answer this for me, Trump has specified this Operation Warp Speed plan. I don't know if you've heard of it. Okay, Operation Warp Speed. Ian might do some research on the break, and your listeners can research it. I think what it is it ties into coronavirus, and once this vaccination for coronavirus gets on the market, Donald Trump is going to implement the military to distribute the coronavirus vaccine across the nation. I don't know if that's for everyone, but he's going to implement the military and use them as the strong arm to implement the coronavirus vaccine. Now, look, me personally, I think it's unconstitutional. I wanted to get your take on Trump's statements on Operation Warp Speed, and if you're not in the know,
No, Jimmy, Warp Speed, this was a couple of months ago, President Trump, this was his name for the mission to get a vaccine approved and on the market as soon as possible. As far as the military, I understand the point that you're making, and maybe I would be a little uncomfortable with that. I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a national mandate to take it. I think that's yet to be determined. But Jimmy, I'm glad you called the show. All right. If you're on hold, I've got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll come right back with more of your comments. So P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, is starting his own political party. He says it's going to be inclusive of both sides of the political aisle, but the party's going to be titled Our Black Party. I think that's kind of interesting. I think that maybe there might be some other names for the party if you want to include everybody or make everybody feel included, but P. Diddy working on forming a new political party, Our Black Party. We'll follow that. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be back. This is WWL. All right. So Bruce Springsteen and Tommy Lee have said if President Trump wins re-election, they are going to leave the country. And so I guess this is their message that they're sending to you if you vote for Trump. I'm Scoot. Friday afternoon. Let's go to Ronald in New Orleans. Ronald, welcome to the show.
Yes, Scoot. You know, I hear you talk about Trump, but you don't mention the laptop with Hunter Biden and his tobacco. You know, his tobacco. He was kicked out of the military for drug abuse, illegitimate children, and then on top of that, he's on Air Force Two with his daddy going to China.
Then they Ronald, what were you doing yesterday? What were you doing yesterday?
Then Pelosi told Wolf Blitzer, because he challenged her on the stimulus package, about, well, you were okay. Republicans, you know.
What were you doing yesterday?
But you want Where were you blame yesterday? Him.
See, where were you yesterday?
Where was I yesterday?
Yeah.
I was cleaning my house. I was also looking at the news.
Is it possible? Be honest with me, Ronald. Is it possible that I talked about that yesterday and you didn't hear it, but yet you called up and assumed that I didn't talk about it? You called up to criticize me, but could I have talked about that yesterday and you missed it?
No. I was listening to you yesterday. I even
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Ronald, I talked about it. I'm sorry. Oh, well, okay. So it is possible. So
you said that Biden won. How did he win? With softball questions? They didn't ask anything about the economy, about jobs, and see, you talk about lying.
Ronald, don't call the show. Ronald, look, stop calling the show with criticism that's not based on fact, okay? Have a great weekend. We talked about that yesterday, not at great length, but we did talk about that yesterday. Joe Biden won in the ratings. You can couch that any way you want. You can spin it any way you want. But I'm just talking about the facts of more people watching. I can't tell you why they watched. I can just tell you that, factually speaking, more people watched Joe Biden's town hall than President Trump's town hall. Does that mean something? It might. It might mean that people are getting burnt out on Trump. But I don't know. I don't make this stuff up. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.